My dear friends, good afternoon to everyone. Hope that you're doing well. We are here in Perek Dalet. We were speaking about... How do you mute this? One?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a close one. They keep on muting me over here. A person over here, we were talking about a person that sells his Eved, or something, what to do with slaves. Let's go back to the beginning of what we were talking about. A slave that gets captured, and then someone was paid to the slave, so we spoke about over there that he should really go free, but we don't want slaves to like get them to do that, to get themselves captured on purpose. So therefore, Bnei Tikkun HaOlam, what we do is we tell the slave that he's going to be, either way, going to be established to his original owner. Now the Mishnah speaks about, what about an Eved that his master made him into a poet, which means they put a lien, someone else, on this slave. So over there also, it's a discussion of what to do if the master was Meshachar. It's kind of like he shafted the person who he borrowed the money from. Either the slave has to get some sort of documentation that he doesn't belong to the second owner, or the master has to actually pay the person that lent him money in order to pay him back because he ruined his shibud. Then we spoke about the Mishnah in Hay that says someone was chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrin, which means that he belonged to two shutfim. One of the shutfim freed him, so now he only has one master. So what does he do? He serves the one master one day, and then the other day he goes about his own business. That's according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, "What are you talking about?" So that's fine for the master, but this guy's going to be in trouble. Why? Because he can't marry anyone. He can't marry a shifcha because half of him is a regular free man, and he can't marry a bas chayrin because half of him is an eved. So therefore, what are you going to say? Don't get married at all. But the world was created in order for people to populate the world, like the pasuk says, "Lo soyu bara l'shavis yitzara." So therefore, what do you do? We take on the oilam. We force the master to free him, and he writes him a shtar on half of his value. And Beis Hillel ended up going back and retracting and saying, "Beis Shammai, you are correct about that." Then we spoke about Mishnah Vav, Amecha Avdo L'Goy. Someone sells his slave to a guy, or the Chutz Laretz, or he sells him to Chutz Laretz, which are both things they shouldn't have done. Yotze Ben Chayrin, so he has to like buy him back from the guy, or if he comes back from Ben Chayrin from Chutz Laretz, he doesn't. He's going to be free. There's a knas to the master. You shouldn't have sold him to this type of situation. We spoke about that. A person shouldn't pay back, redeem, or buy out for a ransom of a captive for more than their value. Because if the goyim they sniff this out, so then they're going to end up taking many more captives, which is what we don't want. In mavrichin es hashvuyim, which means we don't want to help make plans for the Shvuyim to run away from their captives, because then the people that capture their captives is going to be very aggressive with them, and they're going to torture them or put them in situations where it's going to be impossible for them to move. So we said Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam is the reason why we do it, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Mepnei Takanas HaShvuyim. Shimon Gamliel isn't worried about the other Shvuyim that they're going to come afterwards, but he's worried about these shvuyim themselves. Because if one of them runs away, so then the other shvuyim that are here are going to suffer the brunt of it. So the machlokes is just whether or not we're worried about future situations of ransom, or we're worried about the other present prisoners. Similarly, we will not buy any type of stam, which is svarim, tefillin, and mezuzos, from a guy, yesach de demay, more than their value, because we're afraid the guy will end up stealing them. Because of that, they'll end up stealing more. Someone who divorces his wife because that there were rumors about it, it's a shame ra, that she herself was not faithful to him. Lo yachsir, he cannot bring or take her back. The reason is because We're afraid that Mishum Kilkula, maybe he will we're worried about that that'll bring about a Kilkul. So it's, what happens if he divorces her Mishum Neder, if he divorces his wife because she makes a Neder, and he says, "I don't want a woman who is making the Darm, she's a Nadronis." Also, lo yachser, he cannot be machser her. We do not allow him to be machser her. Because we don't also similar to the we're afraid that it's going to mess things up. He says, if I would have known that it wasn't true, I never would have divorced her. And then he's going to end up questioning whether the divorce was really under the right pretenses. So therefore, we tell him you can't remarry your wife anyway. So therefore, that makes that the divorce is going to be final. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Kol Neder Sheyadu by Rabim Lo Yachser Sheliyadu by Rabim Yachser. It's only if it's a neder that the Rabim knew about, then he can't be machzer his wife. But the Rabim didn't know about the neder, then he can. Rabbi Meir Aimer Kol Neder Shetzarech Chakiras Chacham. Any neder that needs a Chakiras Chacham. Then the halacha is lo yachser, but she'ein tzarech hakiras chacham is yachser. So there's many different qualifications here of when a person can and cannot bring his wife back if he already divorced her. Hopefully, we're going to do that over and finish the perek tomorrow, my dear friends. Make it a great day.